Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your living room on this beautiful Monday morning as we begin our week with another five-minute journey. So today we are in Acts chapter 11, verses 19 through 30, and today's reading focuses on the expansion of the gospel beyond Palestine. The church in Jerusalem sends Barnabas to Antioch, which is in Syria, and Barnabas invites Saul to join him. They spend a year in Antioch, meeting with and teaching the people, and in Antioch, the believers are called Christians for the first time. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is discipleship. So let's begin our Monday morning. Some of the believers who were scattered by the persecution which took place when Stephen was killed went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message to Jews only. But other believers, who were from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and proclaimed the message to Gentiles also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's power was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. The news about this reached the church in Jerusalem, so they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived, he saw how God had blessed the people, and he was glad and urged them all to be faithful and true to the Lord with all their hearts. Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and many people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. When he found him, he took him to Antioch, and for a whole year, the two met with the people of the church and taught a large group. It was at Antioch that the believers were first called Christians. About that time, some prophets went from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them was named Agabus, and he stood up and by the power of the Spirit predicted that a severe famine was about to come over all the earth. And it came when Claudius was emperor. The disciples decided that they would each send as much as they could to help their fellow believers who lived in Judea. They did this then and sent the money to the church elders by Barnabas and Saul. And today's key verse is Acts chapter 11, verse 21. The Lord's power was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. You know, it's interesting that we are seeing here in these few verses in the books of the Acts of the Disciples that Paul, who would become the Apostle Paul, was a disciple of Barnabas. It was Barnabas that sent to Tarsus and called for Saul to come and join him, and there Saul or Paul was then initiated into the ministry of the church. You don't think much about that. You see all of the writings that Paul did, and we have to remember that he had to start somewhere. And so he started out working with Barnabas. Isn't that interesting? Well, let's pray. Lord God, empower me with your Holy Spirit and help me to tell the good news about Jesus, just like Barnabas did. And teach me to encourage others to be faithful and true to you. In your precious name we pray, amen. Well, that was a short little lesson this morning. Join me tomorrow when we are reading Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 19, where King Herod begins to persecute members of the church. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.